Sanhedrin Perikei Mishnah Dalet 5:4. So now we Mishnah continues to discuss the procedure about Dina Nefashos. It says Va'achar Kach Machnis Nes Hasheni. After that, we bring in the second witness, Uvod Knoso. We check him out, asking the same kinds of questions. Now the truth is, if you're following the story, we kind of already discussed that because in the previous mission we're talking about determining whether their testimony was corroborated one with the other. Be that as it may, either we're referring to previously when we said that the elder senior one goes first, other Gersolos take this out, the Achar Kach business, some Kisviya don't have it. Whatever the case is, the next stage is that we get the other witness's testimony, and then Im Nimtu Devrehem Mechuvanim, if it turns out that the testimony between the first witness and the second witness, or if there are multiple witnesses, even third and fourth witnesses, are Mechuvanim, they are aligned, meaning they don't contradict one another. So then we're ready to move on to the next stage, which is going to be the stage of deliberation. But before we deliberate on the case and decide, just because we have witnesses that say something doesn't mean we're going to convict them. We have to determine, are the witnesses reliable, are there extenuating circumstances, and the like. So the first thing we do, says the Mishnah, is poschin b'schus. We begin with z'chus. Now, what the Gemara says this means when it gets done with it is that before we start the deliberations, we tell the accused that we say, listen, don't worry. I know witnesses came and now we're deliberating because we think they indeed, they gave testimony that you're guilty. But don't worry. If you didn't do it, if you're not guilty, you're not going to get convicted. Don't panic. Don't worry. Stay calm. So that is for the sake of reassuring and calming the witness who might not be panicking. Now he could be panicking because there's two witnesses that said they saw him do it. And in his mind, if he's innocent, he says, but I didn't do it. Okay. Now, move on now to deliberations. So in general, as we'll see in a moment, we're going to accept people making suggestions to find the accused innocent from not just the Dayana, but also people in the courtroom in general. But not everyone can volunteer information. Now, first of all, we won't accept suggestions regarding why to find them guilty from anybody, as the Mishnah will say, except from the Dayana themselves. But even to suggest why he's innocent, there is one group who can't make suggestions. I mentioned this before. Mishnah mentions it again, which is the witnesses themselves, as the Mishnah will say inside. And the reason why, learn it from Psukim, there's a basis for this, but there's a logic. The logic is that really the witnesses are really nogeya badavar. They have a vested interest, because if it turns out that they're going to be accused of being Adam Zomin later on, they could end up finding themselves being executed as Kasher Zamam, as they plan to do to him. So therefore, they might say, listen, it's in our best interest to get this guy off the hook right now, which will protect us from something bad happening later. Okay, be that as it may, the Mishnah now says inside. It says, Amar Echad Min Ha'edim, if one of the witnesses says, Yesh Li Lamed Alav Z'chus, I have a rationale why we should exonerate, make this guy found innocent. And Kol Shekhan, if he wants to find him guilty. Oh, Echem in HaTalmidim, or if even one of the students, meaning not one of the 23 Diana, but other, of the students sitting in the three rows of 23, if they say, Yesh li lelamed alav chova, I have a suggestion why we should find this guy guilty. Mishaskin also, we shut them up. We do not listen. We do not accept any suggestions for truth, innocence or guilt from the witnesses, the Edim, and we don't accept even suggestions for guilt from the Talmidim. However, we are continuing to play this kind of game. If you will, I mentioned the previous recordings about the tension. We want to do anything we can to find him innocent, and therefore we are open to suggestions from the audience regarding how to find him innocent. So, Amar Echad Min HaTalmidim, if one of the understudies, the aspiring Dayanim, says, Yesh li lelamed alav z'chus, he says, I have a suggestion why we should find him innocent. So then, first of all, Ma'alin Oso, we literally raise him up. That means, remember, the students are sitting on the ground and the judges are sitting in the semicircle facing them on the safsalim, on the benches. So we raise the fellow who has a suggestion from the ground, umoshivin oso beinehen, and he gets to sit now on the bench beside the other presiding judges. That's, of course, a great cover to him. Now, Velohe yard misham kolayom kulo, and we don't make him go back to his seat on the floor for the whole rest of the day. That means whether or not he has something intelligent to say, whether or not what he says is useful and convincing, or not, we're going to let him sit there the rest of the day. Why? Because you'll see in a moment, if he says something good, we'll let him stay. So if he says something not good, not useful, not intelligent, if we'd like send him back to his seat, he'd be humiliated. And we don't want to humiliate people. So therefore, for the rest of the day, regardless of what he says, he gets to sit with other judges so that there's no indication of him being, you know, rejected or foolish or something. And again, that would be a disincentive. We want to incentivize. We want to incent the everybody to suggest why he should be innocent. So we don't want to say, oh gosh, if I have a dumb idea, they're going to embarrass me. No, he won't be embarrassed. So he goes there, he sits with them. Im yesh mamash bedavarav, and not only that, but if he has something worthwhile to say, if there's something substantial to what he says, so then shominlo, we listen to him. What does that mean, listen to him? It means he actually will be able to vote in the end. So we let him to, you know, tip the scales. Of course, that brings us now to an even number of judges. Now we have 24, I should say, potentially, you know, but okay, that's going to be okay. There's nothing that's highly irregular, but the point is we let it happen because we want to encourage people to not only volunteer suggestions why it should be innocent, but we even let them sort of tip the scales in that direction by being one of the people who vote. That's what shomen lo means. Moreover, the Bryce, the Gemara says that if he says something worthwhile, he gets to sit there with the judges la'olam, forever. What does la'olam mean? So there's actually a bit of a machlokas in the Meforshim, how long la'olam is. So according to the Miri, it means for the rest of this court case. However, there are others who learn that la'olam really means forever. Like he gets a new seat, he gets to sit on the bezdin with the rest. And obviously we can't have a bezdin of 24, so it'll be a seat of honor, if you will. But the point is he doesn't sit on the floor anymore, he sits on the benches with the other dayanim, the real dayanim, as sort of like an ongoing honor to the fact that he was the guy who found a great argument to save the accused from death. Okay. Good. Now, the Mishnah says further. Vafiluhu Omer Yeshli Lamed Now, even if, Afiluhu Omer, even if the accused person says, Yeshli Lamed Al Atzmi Zuchos, I have a suggestion why I myself should be found innocent. So, Shomon, though, we do listen to him, meaning we let him speak. Obviously, we don't mean he gets a vote, but we do listen to him. And even if you'll ask, wait a second, why is he coming here? He's not a judge. He can't be a judge in the case. He's rebel. You know, he's no gay b'davar. He can't be a witness. He's no gay b'davar. What is he doing? But the answer is, of course. But he's a baldin. He's like the defendant in the case, so he can speak to defend himself. And we hear what he has to say. And uvilvan sheyesh mamash b'davarav. That of course assumes that he's got some intelligence to say. But if he does, the bezin will listen to what he says. They will take what he says seriously, and if he finds a way to get himself out of being accused, so then more power to him. That'll be great.